Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can hope is that I'll be dreaming, he says, of you. When the clouds are gray and the angels low.
Well, anyway, that was the introduction to our very exciting feature, the Story Time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, and this week's Story Time is entitled Aphorisms for Modern Living. As we all know, life is confusing, and it's hard sometimes. And I find that, however hard things get, it is beneficial to remember the wisdom of the ages, as expressed in aphorisms. As you may know, aphorisms are memorable sayings that express core universal principles. You know what they are. You've certainly heard them before. You've heard it said that you can't tell a book by its cover, or you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. Well, those are aphorisms. So in these troubled times, I thought it might help for me to share some of my favorite aphorisms with you. Here's the first one I have for you. It's, you can pick your battles, but don't pick your nose. You can pick your battle, but don't pick your nose. Now, the reality behind this aphorism is that no one really wants to see you pick your nose. Doesn't matter if your nose is full of gritty highway dust and tumbleweed fragments from a long trek down a desert road. No one wants to see you digging in and clearing that stuff out. It's sickening. Even if your nose is so full of refuse that you have to breathe through your mouth, scooping everything out of there is something you need to do in private. Now, there are many sayings to help us remind this, like, you can pick your parents, but you can't pick your nose. Or, if you're going to pick your nose, why didn't you pick a better one? But the basic truth remains, your nose is for investigation, not for excavation. It's a very pithy little saying, I thought. Your nose is for investigation, not excavation. If you have to pick your nose, at least have the decency to buy one of those new digital nose pickers. They now have those. And cover your head with a great big towel while you're using it. Okay, here's another helpful saying. This saying is, if you are stoned, don't roll a rock up a moss-covered hill. Now, this aphorism reminds us of the mighty power of gravity, which was discovered when an apple fell on Isaac Newton's head in 1667, which caused Newton to question why didn't the apple fall straight up or sideways rather than straight down. Now, those, frankly, are very strange and stupid questions, but that is beside the point. Nonetheless, the event of the apple falling from the tree inspired Newton to develop his law of universal gravitation, which stated that every body in the universe is attracted to every other body with a force that is directly proportional to the product of their masses and inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them. Now, even to this day, no one knows what that means, and it has caused untold confusion. Newton's theory later led my dear cousin Albert Einstein to a thought experiment that changed the universe. Einstein imagined a person in an elevator that was in motion and postulated what would happen if that man or woman dropped an apple in the elevator. He asked himself whether the apple would fall to the floor of the elevator, or would the elevator's floor rise up to meet the apple. That led him to develop something called the equivalence principle, which said that if you were in free fall, the laws of physics are the same as if there were no gravity at all. Sadly, no one understood that law either. And to this day, whenever you are in an elevator with an apple, you should be very vigilant and hold on very tightly to your apple. And as we originally noted, if you're stoned and you try to roll a rock up a moss-covered hill, you're likely to meet with a very bad end and minimally be crushed by a boulder. Now, another famous aphorism is the one about the baby and the bathwater. I'm sure you've heard that one hundreds of times. Don't throw the baby and the bathwater into the middle of a stream. Well, why? Well, of course, no one wants a wet baby. And if the baby cannot swim, you have to go into the stream to rescue the baby. And it's finally obvious that you can't get your bathwater back from the stream due to the molecular structure of water, since it just blends in, unless the bathwater is in the form of ice. Of course, bathing the baby in ice is also a bad idea. So give your baby a nice bath and resist any attempts to convince you to do that near a stream, because these aphorisms can, of course, come true. That's pretty scary. There are many other very profound aphorisms. There are some relating to animals, because there's a lot we can learn from other living things. Here are a few. For instance, this is a famous self-help aphorism. Teach me to fish, and I will fish. Teach me to eat fish, and I will need some sort of zesty sauce. And then there is this other one about fish. If you like to eat fish, go ahead. Remember, you can kill a fish, but not an idea. So if you like to eat fish, go ahead. But remember, you can kill a fish, but not an idea. In both of these aphorisms, of course, fish stand for something else and are not really fish. To that end, remember, if you are holding a fish in your hand, there may be two more in the bush, but that does not mean that your other hand is not concealing a bird. And what about this animal aphorism? You can lead a horse to the muffin stand, but there is no proof that he will eat. But you can lead a politician to whiskey, and he will wake up with a strange bedfellow. And then again, he who lies down with dogs wakes up with puppies, if you know what I mean. So heed these messages and don't drink, eat, or sleep with animals or politicians. So anyway, we close this discussion of aphorisms with a cautionary message that I think can help guide us through the highways and the byways of life. All work and no play makes Jack and Jill need antidepressants. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.